you for the next hour. We've got a pretty awesome storytelling type selection of music featuring, we have some Dylan, some Mountain Goats, the Gaslight Anthem, some Frank Turner, and others. I hope you stay with us. This is going to be a lot of fun. I missed you guys last week. I was on vacation in Florida. So thank you for being with me today. Let's just like go ahead and get to the music, you know? Why wait?
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Say beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. Like a lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Jugglers and the clowns when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at, after he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own? No.
people out drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
And all my friends say, I got me a shovel, and I'm digging a ditch, and I'm gonna fight for this 4 square feet of land like a mean old son of a bitch. I got me a future, I'm not stuck on the past, I've got no new tricks, yeah, my pop breaks, but me, I'm a machine and I was built to last. I'm trying.
I'll disguise those dead eyes, lay flat the tongue.
I am back. My name is Nate. Listen to production and consumption. We can go through a little bit of what we just listened to. That last track was Deer in the Headlights, It's Getting Easy. Before that, we had Get Better by Frank Turner. Before that, 45 by Gaslight Anthem. It has that awesome line that that turned the record over. I'll see you on the flip side. Before that, The Recognition Scene by The Mountain Goats and Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan is how we kicked it off. We're kind of going through a little bit more of a story motif in regards to some of the songs that we've been listening to. We'll continue going through that a little bit. I've got some singer-songwriter elements to some of the songs, so you'll hear maybe just a little bit of acoustic, and that will continue with some of the songs that I'll play right after this. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, and other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Especially throughout the summer, that is something to know. We are having some rain today. It's not necessarily torrential, but it is. There's always a potential for flooding, just depending on how things go. Take it from me, my previous job to this one was an emergency responder in Texas, and you would not believe how many small problems became extremely large problems because of a lack of preparedness. So make a little kit in your house, store it, do it once, and then you can forget about it. And, you know, hopefully you never have to use it. But if you do, you are ready. All right, let's get back to the music. Sounds good. Listening to WMFO in Medford. And if you want to drop us a line, you can always do that at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Thank you.
City called me, so I came. It isn't mine to question what it said. I sleep till the point when I'm awake. I walk until there's nothing left to tread. And everyone was looking for an answer, and everyone was waiting for a break. I came and I was bored of it soon after, but I had nowhere to go, and so I stayed. I dreamed a lifetime of this place. It seemed an awful thing to waste. My mouth up with decay, but I like it. It reminds me how you taste. Sometimes I feel you rising up behind me like the wind, but I still try to look away. And what will you look like when you're old?
What will you look like when you're old?
What will I do if I don't know you? I guess that I decided not to ask the day I took the road down to the city as it called. Sun making silhouettes of horses. I don't remember you at all. So the city called me and I came. It isn't mine to question why. Sometimes the clouds will part ahead, I hear your name. It's like a choir in the sky. What will you look like when you're old?
What will you look like when you're old?
What will I do if I don't know
what
you?
What will I do if I don't know you?
I guess that I decided not to ask the day I took the road down to the city as it called, sun making silhouettes of hope. I don't remember you. I don't remember you at all. Human from my waist. It had your mouth, it had your face. I would have kept it. I would have kept it if I'd stayed.
Come here, ladies and your gentlemen, and listen to my song. Sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. Just a little glimpse of a star out of town, about an East Coast city that you all know well. It's hard times from the country, living down in New York town. Oh, New York City is a friendly old town, from Washington Heights to Harlem on down. There's a mighty many people in the middle and all around. They'll kick you when you're up and knock you when you're down. It's hard times from the country, living down in New York. Well, the weak and the strong and the rich and the poor gathered together, ain't room for no more. Crowded up above and crowded down below. When someone disappears, you never even know. And it's hard times from the country, living down in New York town. It's a mighty long ways from the Golden Gate to Rockefeller Plaza and the Empire State. Mr. Empire sits up as high as a bird, and old Mr. Rockefeller never says a word. And it's hard times from the country, living down in New York town. Well, it's up in the morning trying to find a job or work. Standing one place till your feet begin to hurt. If you got a lot of money, it can make yourself marry. If you only got a nickel, it's a Staten Island ferry. That's our time from the country, living down in New York town. Mr. Hudson come a-sailing down the stream. An old man you missed who had paid for his dream. He bought your city on a one-way track. If I had my way, I'd sell it right back. It's hard times from the country, living down in New York town. I'd take all the smog in California and every bit of dust in the Oklahoma plains and the dirt in the caves of the Rocky Mountain mines. It's all much cleaner than the New York kind. It's hard times in the country, living down in New York town. So to all you newsy people that's spreading news around, you listen to my story, you listen to my song. You can stamp on my name, you can try and get me beat. When I leave New York, I'll be standing on my feet. It's hard times from the country, living down in New York town.
We'll be right back. cherish the moonlight. I'm in love with the way you're in love with the night. And it travels from heart to limb to pen.
Saw nights with the hands on you, I can really say I can really say. Are you swinging from the eaves in a tasteful noose? I can really say I can.
Burns down, and I hope the rising black smoke carries me far away, and I never come back. myself shaving tomorrow. I hope it bleeds all day long. Our friends say it's darkest before the sun rises. We're pretty sure they're all wrong. I hope it stays dark forever. I hope the worst isn't over. And I hope you blink before I do. And I hope I never get sober. And I hope when you think of me years down the line, you can't find one good thing to say. And I'd hope that if I found the strength to walk out, you'd stay the hell out of my way. I am drowning. There is no sign of land. You are coming down with me. Hand in unlovable hand. And I hope you die. I hope we both die.
There's this book coming out, and they asked me to write something about Woody. Sort of like, what does Woody Guthrie mean to you in 25 words? And I couldn't do it. I wrote out 5 pages, and I have it here. It's a, have it here by accident, actually. but I'd like to say this out loud. So, you can sort of roll along with this thing here. This is called Last Thoughts on Woody Guthrie. When your head gets twisted and your mind grows numb, when you think you're too old, too young, too smart, or too dumb, when you're lagging behind and losing your pace in a slow motion crawl or life's busy race, no matter what you're doing, if you start giving up, if the wine don't come to the top of your cup, if the wind got you sideways with one hand holding on and the other starts slipping and the feeling is gone, and your train engine fire needs a new spark to catch it, and the wood's easy finding, but you're lazy to fetch it. And your sidewalk starts curling, and the street gets too long, and you start walking backwards, or you know that it's wrong, and lonesome comes up as down goes the day, and tomorrow's morning seems so far away, and you feel the reins from your pony are slipping, and your rope is a-sliding because your hands are dripping, and your sun-desert and evergreen valleys turn to broken-down slums and trash can alleys. And your sky cries water, and your drain pipes are pouring, and the lightning's a-flashing, and the thunder's a-crashing, and the windows are rattling and breaking, and the rooftops are shaking, and your whole world's a-slamming and banging. And your minutes of sun turn to hours of storm, and to yourself you sometimes say, I never knew it was going to be this way. Why didn't they tell me the day I was born? And you start getting chills, and you're jumping from sweat, and you're looking for something you ain't quite found yet. And you're knee-deep in dark water with your hands in the air, and the whole world's watching with a window peak stare, and your good gal leaves, and she's long gone a-flying, and your heart feels sick like fish when they're frying. And your jackhammer falls from your hands to your feet, but you need it badly and it lays on the street. And your bell's banging loudly, but you can't hear its beat. And you think your ears might have been hurt, or your eyes have turned filthy from the slight binding dirt. And you figured you failed in yesterday's rush, and you were faked out and fooled while facing a four flush, and all the time you're holding 3 queens. It's making you mad, it's making you mean, like in the middle of Life magazine, bouncing around a pinball machine. And there's something on your mind that you want to be saying, that somebody someplace ought to be hearing. But it's trapped on your tongue, sealed in your head, and it bothers you badly when you're laying in bed. And no matter how you try, you just can't say it, and you're scared to your soul you just might forget it. And your eyes get sunny from the tears in your head, and your pillows of feathers turn to blankets of lead, and the lion's mouth opens, and you're staring at his teeth, and his jaws start closing with you underneath, and you're flat on your belly with your hands tied behind, and you wish you'd never taken that last detour sign. You say to yourself, just what am I doing? On this road I'm walking, on this trail I'm turning. On this curve I'm hanging, on this pathway I'm strolling, in the space I'm taking, in this air I'm inhaling. Am I mixed up too much, or mixed up too hard? Why am I walking, where am I running, what am I saying, what am I knowing on this guitar I'm playing, on this banjo I'm freeling, on this mandolin I'm strumming, in the song I'm singing, in the tune I'm humming, in the words that I'm thinking, in the words I'm writing, in this ocean of hours I'm all the time drinking. Who am I helping, what am I breaking, what am I giving, what am I taking? But you try with your whole soul best never to think these thoughts, and never to let them kind of thoughts gain ground or make your heart pound. But then again, you know when they're around, just waiting for a chance to slip and drop down. Cause sometimes you hear them in the nighttime come creeping, and you fear they might catch you sleeping. And you jump from your bed from the last chapter of dreaming, and you can't remember for the best of your thinking if that was you in a dream that was screaming. And you know that's something special you're needing. You know there's no drug that'll do for the healing, and no liquor in the land to stop your brain from bleeding. You need something special. You need something special, all right. You need a fast-flying train on a tornado track to shoot you someplace and shoot you back. You need a cyclone wind on a steam engine howler that's been banging and booming and blowing forever that knows your troubles 100 times over. You need a greyhound bus that don't bar no race, that won't laugh at your looks, your voice, or your face, and buying a number of bets in the book will be rolling long after the bubblegum craze. You need something to open up a new door to show you something you've seen before but overlooked 100 times or more. You need something to open your eyes. You need something to make it known that it's you and no one else that owns that spot that you're standing, that space that you're sitting, that the world ain't got you beat. It ain't got you licked. It can't get you crazy no matter how many times you might get kicked. You need something special, all right. You need something special to give you hope. But hope's just a word that maybe you said, maybe you heard on some windy corner around a wide-angle curve. But that's what you need, man, and you need it bad. And your trouble is you know it too good, because you look and you start getting the chills, because you can't find it on a dollar bill. And it ain't on Macy's windowsill. And it ain't on a real rich kid's roadmap. And it ain't made in no fat kid's fraternity house. And it ain't made in no Hollywood wheat germ. And it ain't on that dim-lit stage with that half-wit comedian on it, ranting and raving and taking your money, and you think it's funny. Now you can't find it neither in no nightclub, no yacht club, and it ain't in the seats of a supper club. And sure as hell you're bound to tell, no matter how hard you rub, you just ain't gonna find it on your ticket stub. No, it ain't in the rumors people are telling you, and ain't in the pimple lotion people are selling you. And ain't in the cardboard box house or down any movie star's blouse. And you can't find it on the golf course. And Uncle Remus can't tell you, and neither can Santa Claus. And ain't in the cream puff hairdo or cotton candy clothes. Ain't in the dime store dummies and bubblegum goons. And ain't in the marshmallow noises of the chocolate cake voices that come knocking and tapping and Christmas rapping, saying, ain't I pretty, ain't I cute, look at my skin, look at my skin shine, look at my skin glow. Look at my skin laugh, look at my skin cry, when you can't even sense it's got in the insides, these people so pretty in their ribbons and bows. Now you'll not now or no other day find it on the doorsteps made of paper mache, and inside with the people made of molasses that every other day buy a new pair of sunglasses. And ain't in the 50-star generals and flipped out phonies who turn you in for a tenth of a penny, who breathe and burp and bend and crack, and before you can count from 1 to 10, do it all over again, but this time behind your back, my friend. The ones that wheel and deal and whirl and twirl and play games with each other in the sandbox world. You can't find it either in the no-talent fools that run around gallant and make all the rules for the ones that got talent. And ain't the ones that ain't got any talent but think they do and think they're fooling you. The ones that jump on the wagon just for a while because they know it's in style. To get their kicks, get out of it quick, and make all kinds of money and chicks. And you yell to yourself and you throw down your hat saying, Christ, do I gotta be like that? Ain't there no one here that knows where I'm at? Ain't there no one here that knows how I feel? Good God Almighty, that stuff ain't real. No, but that ain't your game. It ain't your race. You can't hear your name. You can't see your face. You gotta look some other place. And where do you look for this hope that you're seeking? Where do you look for this lamp that's a-burning? Where do you look for this oil well gushing? Where do you look for this candle that's glowing? Where do you look for this hope that you know is there and out there somewhere? And your feet can only walk down 2 kinds of roads. Your eyes can only look through 2 kinds of windows. Your nose can only smell 2 kinds of hallways. You can touch and twist and turn 2 kinds of doorknobs. You can either go to the church of your choice or you go to Brooklyn State Hospital. You find God in the church of your choice. You find Woody Guthrie in Brooklyn State Hospital. And though it's only my opinion, I may be right or wrong, you find them both in Grand Canyon, sundown.
When you were young, you were the king of California flowers. ground. Down, down, down from our youth to the ground. Down, 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 down.
Listening to Production and Consumption. My name is Nate. Thank you for hanging out for the last hour. You were just listening to the Gaslight Anthem, Miles Davis and the Cool, Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton. That song was called Our Hell. Neutral Milk Hotel, King of Carrot Flowers. Bob Dylan, that poetry that you heard, it was called Last Thoughts on Woody Guthrie. Definitely an excellent poem. It's part of the bootleg series. That came out, I think it was about 7 years ago now. Before that, we had some Deer in the Headlights and some other Bob Dylan, Hard Times in New York Town. And then we started all off actually about midway through the hour with Emmy the Great, and that was called City Song. I'll be playing one more track for you before I hand it over to Alex with the Desperate Hours. Definitely stick around. You are listening to WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That's WMFO in Medford. As always, you can call the station at 855-915-WMFO. And let's listen to a little bit of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs to sign it off. Thank you for being with me, and definitely stick around.
Take us back, take us back.